open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Very happy to be with you tonight. On this Football Monday, we are coming to you from Palm Beach, Florida. This is the site of the NFL owners' meetings, kicking off today in earnest. And we've got a great show for you tonight. The president of the Browns, Mike Holmgren, joins us. He will. He's got a lot of interesting things to say, not only about the big picture of this meetings, but certainly Browns-related material that you're going to want to hear as he talks with us between going in and out of meetings. Our position, just to give you the visual, we are located just steps away from the main meeting room, real prime location for our set, and all the principals of this league have to kind of go by us to get pretty much anywhere they need to get in the hotel once they leave the meeting room. So a little bit of a captive audience with some of these people. Anyway, Mike Holmgren with us. Pat Kerwin, you know that name from SiriusXM NFL Radio, from CBS Sports. You read his great work on CBSSports.com. He's a former personnel guru in the league, worked for the Jets, worked for the Buccaneers, has a lot of interesting insights and opinions, and is a very close friend and worked with him briefly in the radio business of one Brad Childress, the new defensive coordinator for the Browns. I don't know if I can still call him new. He's been with the team long enough to just be the offensive coordinator for the Browns. If I just said defensive coordinator, then slap me in the head. I maybe needed an extra cup of coffee. Offensive coordinator for the Browns, Brad Childress, close friend of Kerwin. So we'll get Pat's take on him as well. And we're going to also bring you some of the news of the day that does not happen here in Florida, happening in New York. It was called a press availability, and that's the term, the PR term for not really a formal news conference, but, just show up with your cameras and microphones and have a chat with, fill in the blank, whether it's a coach or a player. In this case, it is Tim Tebow. And they call it a press availability, and then they credentialed, I think, 200-plus media there. So that was a huge football story going on simultaneous with this huge football story down here in Florida. And we'll talk a little bit about that during the show as well. Just some news to pass along to you. The Browns receiving today, the NFL announced the compensatory picks, 32 of them, going to the clubs who had a net loss of free agents. The Browns will be receiving compensatory choices from, among those, they're among the teams, I should say, that are getting compensatory picks, and they get four of them. That's really that they tie the Packers and the Jets in the league for teams with the most compensatory picks. Three of them getting four picks, and the Browns get four of those. So that's in addition to the nine choices they already had going into this draft. So it just gives them more opportunities to add players to this football team. That's really the big news of the day. There was, of course, the issue from here, the issue of the Washington Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys treating last year's uncapped year a little bit too much like an uncapped year in terms of their spending. So the NFL released a statement that on an arbitration proceeding, the Cowboys and the Redskins are challenging the league's decision to cut a total of $46 million in cap room in 2012 and 2013 for both teams. It's $18 million per year for Washington, $5 million per year for Dallas. Apparently, Washington was a little more in violation of that. And that is now going to an arbitration. A professor named Stephen Burbank of the University of Pennsylvania is going to hear that case. So it'll be something to just just kind of pay attention to, even though it doesn't involve the Browns, it does involve another, it involves two teams in the league, and just gives you an idea of how things are policed and monitored. And we know, of course, from that New Orleans Saints situation, the punishment there that the Saints received for the bounties, and how heavy a hand that the NFL has had in that. And that's been a gigantic topic of conversation in the hallways and in the meeting rooms here in Florida as well. We still take your questions even when we're on the road, and you deliver those to us via our Facebook, our official Facebook and Twitter pages, and also by voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally, 440-824-6138. And we have a caller. I think this guy gets the long distance award with his question from Hawaii.
Hey, Vic, this is Reese calling from Kauai on the island of Kauai in Hawaii. Browns fan here, and thanks for taking my call. My question to you is, every year that Tom Heckert has been here, before the draft, he always talks about if you got a chance to get those premier players at the top, you've always got to focus on getting that corner, that defensive end, and that tackle, which would lead one to believe that at the very top of this draft, you've got Morris Claiborne in the corner, and you've got Khalil the tackle. Could those possibly be the two guys that Heckert is trying to decide which one to take? Thanks for taking my call, and go Browns.
All right, thank you so much for that long distance. They used to call it, what was it, the long distance dedication, I remember, on the American Top 40. I'm kind of showing my age there. But this is a long distance question from Hawaii, and a good one about, you know, staying true to your board and going for those premium players. And yes, Tom Heckert has talked often about that. And then there's a distinct possibility in the four slot that the Browns could go with a cornerback or an offensive tackle. And you mentioned Morris Claiborne, who looks to be as good a cornerback, maybe to emanate from the college ranks in a long time. He would be someone that I think would be there and be under strong consideration. And Matt Khalil, the offensive tackle, 6'7", 306 from USC, and a definite need for this Browns team. Really, when you think of both players, when you think of what Khalil could mean to the Browns and what Claiborne could mean to the Browns, you know, put a Claiborne at corner opposite Joe Hayden, right? Think of that duo at corner. And that can give you great comfort. That can give you an established situation at a key position in this pass-happy league, in a league, in a division, where you got to face a minimum of three really good quarterbacks twice per year. So that's six games against the likes of Ben Roethlisberger and Joe Flacco and now Andy Dalton, who could be giving you trouble. If you've got two really good corners lined up, it eases a little of that pressure there. And then on the other side of it, if you put Khalil at right tackle and you got Joe Thomas at left tackle, think of that tandem on your offensive line and what that can mean for you for years to come. And that it goes to the thinking of what this organization is about, not a quick fix, not just reaching out and grabbing somebody because it's a sexy name to grab in free agency and it fits or fixes something in the short term. You've got to think longer term, and they do think longer term, and it's a legitimate thought to build and think longer term. It doesn't feel good from a fan standpoint to hear that all the time, and you get frustrated about that, understand that, but that is how good and great football teams truly are built. That is in the history of this game. And I've been around this game a long time and long enough to be able to tell you unequivocally that's the right way to go as far as long-term commitment to your success. All right, we are going to have a conversation coming up in a couple of minutes with the president of the Browns, Mike Holmgren, as we broadcast from the league meetings here in Palm Beach, Florida. It's beautiful, and the sun is still out here looking at some palm trees here at the Breakers Hotel. It's really a magnificent place, great place to have anything, including an NFL meeting, except you don't get outside very much when you're involved in this thing and covering this thing, but no complaints. Lots of great stuff for you on this show. Stick around for more on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's awesome. auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick,
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Every Door direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit usps.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, one more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
Be honest, will a bigger TV or another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? As part of Rosetta Stone's biggest language learning event, we're giving away demos of our powerful language learning software, absolutely free. You can even practice on the go with Rosetta Stone's mobile app. If speaking a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, call now for your free demo. Call 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Valley Ford Truck, the haul it, deliver it, dump it, plow it, build it, just plain get the job done dealer. We're your truck experts since 64. Ohio's Ford Truck volume leader in 2011. Valley Ford is your choice for big selection with over 500 commercial Ford trucks in stock, including F-Series pickup trucks and chassis cabs, new Econolines, Transit Connects, and more. We'll work hard to get you a better deal because we know you work harder. Valley Ford Truck under the 480 Bridge in Valley View, 24/7 at valleyfordtruck.com.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, from the owners meetings, the NFL owners meetings here in Palm Beach, Florida. And we had a chance to sit down with the president of the Cleveland Browns to talk about a lot of things, you know, big picture things as far as the meetings themselves are going, and a lot there, and of course a lot going on with the Browns team. And you're going to hear from Mike Holmgren just in a couple of minutes, but we want to tell you can celebrate one of the most exciting nights of the year with the Cleveland Browns at the 2012 draft party. That's on Thursday, April 26th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Admission is free, and doors are open at 6 p.m. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment, it is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Very pleased to have with us now the Browns president as we continue our broadcast from the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida, Mike Holmgren. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vic. Good to be here.
All right. So big picture, these just get started today, the meetings in earnest. Give us a sense of some of the big topics and some of the things that you've been addressing. I know you've been going in and out of meeting rooms all day today.
Yeah, it's really an important league meeting, I think, and there's a tremendous emphasis on the health and safety for today's players. I think that's one of the largest thrusts of the whole time, and justifiably so. I mean, we want to keep our players on the field. We want to treat them properly. And so that's been a big point of emphasis.
And compared to a year ago when we had the meetings in New Orleans, coming into this one with 10 years of labor peace put together, how different an atmosphere is it?
Well, I think everybody in the room, you know, I haven't been in the coaches' meetings, but I'll talk to Pat Shermer and Tom Eckert this evening. But everyone's happy to be working again. Everyone's happy that we can have a normal off season. Everyone's excited about getting the players back and getting them ready to play and entering in another season. It was also pointed out that the last football season, even with the lockout and all the things that took place, we had a wonderful Super Bowl, a very exciting Super Bowl. There's a lot of really good things that happened last year. But now I think the feeling is everyone's really happy that it's kind of back to normal.
Sure. And in terms of, you know, how all teams have to sort of go about their business, there's a lot of discussion this week about some changes with regard to roster, with regard to injured reserve rules. How much of these types of things are going to impact or can impact what's happening with, you know, how the Browns do business?
Well, I think, you know, in talking this over in our meetings, there will be some roster decisions have to be made. Now, we haven't had the competition committee report turned out yet to us. We'll talk about that and deal with that probably tomorrow and then Wednesday. But there are a lot of really important roster decisions to make. You know, not the least of which is expanding the roster, the initial size. You can have 90 players and then have one cut down or two cut downs prior to the season to give you a little bit more, you know, working power in your camps and so on. Essentially considering the new off-season rules.
Right.
And so this allows you some flexibility, and I think it's a good thing. We'll see where that takes us. But I don't think, all in all, compared to some years in the past where you might have some a little more controversial subjects brought up, this one seems to me rather tame. There'll be some talk about instant replay and expanding the instant replay just a little bit, which I think is a healthy thing. I've always been for instant replay, and I think so. That's a healthy thing. But again, we have not talked about that yet. That's going to be for tomorrow and the next day.
Same with the overtime rules that apply to the postseason, moving those into the regular season. That's something that's also on the agenda for
That's one of the proposals.
Tomorrow.
That's one of the, but you're kind of talking to the wrong guy there, because I didn't even want the new overtime rules to go in. So I think when they bring that up, they'll have me go into another room.
So, yeah, you were not in favor of the overtime version, and you're certainly in playoff version, I should say, of overtime. You are certainly not going to be in favor of it for the regular season.
Well, you know, Vic, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen like I always do, but I'm not going to tip my hand, but I have strong feelings about some of that stuff.
Gotcha. In terms of how the league is, you know, moving forward with a lot of different things, and you saw what happened obviously with the Saints punishment and as dramatic as that was, and I know that that's something that is a hot topic in and around here. You can wear two hats, I guess, in looking at this as a former coach and as an executive. How do you sort of view that and in terms of just what it means to the rest of the league, that kind of punishment, to make a statement about bounties?
Well, I think the commissioner clearly cares. He cares a lot about player safety. And we're talking in player safety, we're talking about a lot of other areas as well.
Right.
And so this was something that kind of came out of left field, I think, but it deals directly with player safety, and it deals with some other issues as well.
Sure.
In the integrity of the game and sportsmanship and all sorts of stuff. And so, you know, I something had to be done, in my opinion, and he's the man that has to do it, and he did it. And now I think the message that is sent should be a healthy message for all of us that, you know, we're better than this. The league is better than this. It's a tough game, and we battle like crazy, and we compete. But there are rules, and let's play by the rules, and let's do it a certain way.
Do you sense that the rest of, you know, the people that you talk with, communicate with here and on a day-to-day basis in the league are on board with the idea that this, A, had to be done, and B, is going to have a good effect long-term?
Yeah, I no question about it. I think there's a pretty unanimous feeling in that room. That's what I sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't taken any votes or any of that stuff, but you know, in talking to people around here, you know, something needed to be done, and it's a message that needed to be sent. And now, not only that, I think we have to now go back to our clubs.
Right.
And you have to make that message very clear to everybody in that building, players, coaches, front office, everybody, that this is how we're going to do business, and there are no shortcuts. There's no another way to do it. This is how we're going to do it.
Browns President Mike Holmgren joining us here as we broadcast from the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. Vic Carucci on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Whatever it was, a couple of weeks ago, recently, you had a chance to have a conference call with Brown season ticket holders and answer their questions. And I know they came at you with a lot of different questions and want to know what's going to be done to make their team better. I hear the same questions, but when they're posed to you, you're the one who's part of the action on this. Your sense, first of all, of how your interaction with them, what your takeaway was from what these Browns fans generally felt and expressed to you in that conference call?
Well, first of all, I appreciated every single one that phoned in, and some of those questions were pretty pointed, and sometimes they're not always easy to answer. A couple things, though, jump out at me and have since I got Cleveland. One, the fans are very passionate. Two, they're also frustrated. Three, they desperately want the team to do well. And so they're waiting, and they've been patiently waiting for it to happen. Now, when I talk about we have a plan in place and we're going to stick with our plan, that's sometimes hard to listen to because things aren't happening fast enough. And I kind of get that. I understand that. But we believe in what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
and we are going to stick with the plan. This year's draft, we have a chance with where we have in our picks to really, really make the team stronger. There's just no question about that. Tom Heckert does a marvelous job preparing everybody for the draft, selecting players, in my opinion. And now we have two picks in the first round. We have number 37, which is early in the second round, plus some extra picks later on. We will be able to make the team stronger. The other question is about the quarterback, and it always will on every team in every city.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just tell people that, you know, we are aware of that as much as anybody. I talked to Colt McCoy not long ago, and my only thing is, again, as far as the patience goes, he could be judged off last year's performance, but don't judge him too harshly. He got knocked around a little bit.
Sure.
A lot. His attitude was great. He's actually entering into his really second full season of play, so he has a lot of years ahead of him. And we still all believe in what he can do. Now, I also said to him, and I've said it to other people, we're always going to try and make the quarterback position competitive. We're always going to be looking at other quarterbacks every year, whether in the draft or free agency, because of the importance of the position.
Right. And in this conversation, would you characterize it as a catching up or a reassurance? Or how did you kind of frame what it was, a message that you wanted to get across to Colt in talking with him?
Well, I just want to remind him, you know, there's been a lot spoken and a lot written about our situation and other situations around the league, quite frankly.
Sure.
There's a lot mentioned about the draft and potentially what we're going to do. And all he can really control is what he does. All he can really do is become the best player he can be,
mm-hmm.
and try and block out all the rest of the stuff. You know, and that's easier said than done because we're all human. But that was my message to him.
What did you sense in terms of his attitude and response?
Well, I mean, he responds like I expect him to respond, like he has responded to me, and I think to Pat, and to anybody who talks to him in the building since he got to Cleveland. You know, he's a very capable young man. He cares. He works harder than any 10 people. I mean, he's what you want.
Sure.
So he responded. He understood. And that's what his goals are as well.
You know, when we talk about the fan base and their feelings, and you had had that conference call after the Redskins made the trade with the Rams to get that second pick, and I think people... There was at least a sense of, I'm positive there wasn't a universal sense that this was the trade you had to make, and failing that, all is lost. That, I didn't get that. In fact, I got some people who said, don't give up too much, and certainly don't give up what the Redskins gave. That's the feedback we directly received. That said, with that off the table, the ability to go into that second area at this point off the table, there is some disappointment that an exciting guy like a Robert Griffin III or possibly an Andrew Luck joins the Browns. And where does that, and then after they start a free agency with no quarterback coming aboard, where does that leave the team in terms of addressing this spot? How do you just sort of manage those letdown expectations and maybe the letdown that comes with
it? I don't think I can manage the letdown expectations. You know, everyone's going to react to things the way they react. In the draft in particular, I think our fans will be very, very excited about who we pick. You know, we will pick excellent players, and we have, as I said, a lot of firepower up early in the draft this year.
Yep.
And no one can really tell for sure. No one can really tell for sure who the next exciting player is going to be.
Right.
I mean, you anticipate it, you work at it, you think about it, and you hope, and everything goes right, and no one gets hurt. You might have the next exciting player. But right now, and then the other thing that happens is a number of things happen out of your control.
Sure.
So what happens when you don't take your ball and go home? You know, you go to the next idea, the next plan, and you're always working to make the team better. And so that's what we're going to do.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time.
No, you're welcome.
Here's Browns President Mike Holmgren joining us as we broadcast from the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. Vic Carucci here with Cleveland Browns Daily. Much more coming up. Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to quick and safe.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food. Too quick to say goodbye.
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
TV brands, here's what makes you clap your hands. Samsung, Sony, Sharp, LG, and so much more, so stomp your feet.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit Sears.com/hoops and get a Sony 46-inch 1080p TV for only $699.99.
Brand new models, come and see, with a price match guarantee.
See store for Sears Price Match Plus policy. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Go Alaska and Hawaii!
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Every Door direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit USPS.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, one more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The
Chocolate Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Hi, I'm Phil Fogarty with Weedman Lawn Care, and I get the distinct feeling that some of you think all lawn care companies are alike. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. At Weedman, we use only golf course quality, time-released fertilizer, which meters out over 8 to 10 weeks and makes environmental sense. We have team members with turf management degrees, golf course superintendents, and over 40 years of experience. For a free estimate, call 216-289-5446. Lawn care is not all alike.
WeedmanUSA.com.
Car trouble? Don't pay for a tow truck. Call Conrad's or search econrad.com on your smartphone. If repairs are $250 or more, we'll pay the tow up to $75. Just bring in the receipt. Expert auto repairs, free towing.
Conrad.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Victor Ritchie with you until the very top of the hour here. And talking, of course, a whole lot about the league. We're at the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida, and a lot to talk with you about still in this show about what is going on here. But we also want to remind you that today, it's true in Florida and true in Northeast Ohio. Today is a Let's Move It Monday, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get 10,000 steps in a day this week and visit letsmoveit.org to learn more on how to stay active. And again, we are driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. In this segment, a chance to check in with a national perspective on the NFL and the Browns. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Visiting now with Pat Kerwin. He, of course, is from Sirius XM NFL Radio, CBS Sports, former NFL personnel man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Vic, and you have got a primo spot here at the owners' meetings.
I love this.
There is no escape. Everyone will have to stop by and talk to the Browns.
That was the strategy. That's how we did this. So let's talk, first of all, about these meetings and about some of the things that have been talked, that rules changes and such, sure, that could occur. The one that stands out to me, and I guess makes the most sense, taking the overtime rule that is implemented in the postseason and moving it to the regular season. How do you feel?
I like the idea. First, I like consistency. I think if you're going to have it for one, have it for everything. I just don't like the rule as it is. I think most of the American people thought last year there was going to be an opportunity after the initial touchdown was scored. So maybe we didn't do a very good job of explaining it. But I do like, if we're going to have it, let's have it for everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and make it uniform. And because the games that, first of all, in the NFL, every game does count. I mean, to get to that opportunity,
sure,
in the postseason, the importance of those regular season games is such that they shouldn't be treated as, quote, anything less important than the postseason games. And that's what it seems like when you put the OT rules only in the
playoffs.
I'd
say this, though. I think the intent originally was that since we play two platoon football, that I was going to get a chance. If I'm a Colt fan, I was going to, at the time, get a chance to see Peyton Manning, now Andrew Luck, of course, come out and take one shot at it. I think we missed the opportunity for great suspense. So what if the first team scores a touchdown on their first drive? I still would like to see Tom Brady come out in a field, and we all know, all over America, he has to score a touchdown,
right,
to tie the game up. And we don't have that opportunity, because if the first team scores a touchdown, it's over. So I would like it to be expanded to each team. And that's what I thought we were going to do. Each team was guaranteed a possession, and we don't really have that.
Another proposal being considered at these meetings is booth review only for a replay, as opposed to having an official do so on the field. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it won't pass. I would like it to pass. I think the college system is way better than the NFL system. It's faster. It's cleaner. In the world of technology, I think you'd be better off with the guy in the booth. The old concept, I sat in these owners' meetings as a club member,
right,
and listened to the logic that we can't take the power away from the official on the field. The reality is the power has been away from him for years. It's in the hands of the fans with better technology than he has. I'm all for the booth guy. And I'll tell you the other part of it. They would be my full-time employees. The older officials who really can't run anymore, that have great experience, you hire those guys. You need about 15 or 16 of them. You have them. And they're the full-time guys watching video all week in New York.
Right.
And now they're doing the booth reviews from upstairs. Much better for the game, much cleaner, and no more of these. No fans want to see anymore this meeting on the field of the Zebras.
The rules regarding injured reserve,
roster sizes and such, and basically I think giving teams more flexibility when it comes to having key players injured and then having accessibility to them, as opposed to now when a guy gets hurt, placed on IR, he's done for the year. Any sort of modifications here? I know you and I have talked a lot about this, about how limited teams are with their rosters, especially in training camp when you're running out of body, so to speak, to set your final 53. But how do you feel in general about the roster manipulation and the IR?
Yeah, I love the opportunity for 90 in camp. Bruce Allen and I talked about it 10 years ago. Because I'm training players.
From 80 to 90.
Yeah, but the problem I have with this one already is we're counting the drafted players unsigned as part of the 90.
Okay.
So that really waters it down.
Okay.
The reality, though, is you have X amount of hours of teaching time. So to put 90 in the teaching environment of the summer and train them, and then when I release them, have players that know what I'm doing available for me to re-sign is a beautiful idea. Because once you sign them in September, if they had not been in your camp, you can't teach them.
Sure.
They're in a hurry-up position the whole time. So I love that part. Secondly, I love the whole idea of being able to be flexible on the IR. The reason, I'll go all the way back to the beginning of the first CBA, was we were afraid of cheaters. It was all about the taxi squad and hiding players and all that business, and they felt this is going to stop that. Paying customers who pay what they pay to watch a game live or at home, and the star quarterback gets hurt opening day, and about week 10 we see him on the sideline jogging, but he can't play anymore because we put him on IR. I'm glad we're going to get rid of that opportunity and do something there. Of course, I'd like it to be bigger than it is.
Right.
I'll start with this.
Pat Kerwin joining us from SiriusXM NFL Radio, CBS Sports, also former personnel man with the New York Jets, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily Driven by Liberty Ford. Pat, when you think about this draft fast approaching and the intrigue, I think now has left the top two spots.
Yes.
If it ever was at number one, I
don't
know.
Coming right at you, Vic.
But it's gone at number two, and it's coming right at number four, where we think about what the Browns will do. And I've already run into 5 or 10 people who, so what are they doing with the fourth? What are they doing with the fourth? Just your thoughts in general on how pivotal that spot is as a selection point.
First, taking care of your own needs, and then the spot itself. The spot becomes ridiculously important if in fact, and this is why you probably have to have contingency plans all over the place. If the Vikings stay where they are and take whoever they take, now your spot becomes valuable for a number of players that and team needs will drive someone towards you. But you got to set those scenarios up way before the draft and be ready to act upon them. I was not surprised you didn't go after Matt Flynn. I felt like when you really study Colt McCoy, you're going to say, Colt McCoy, Matt Flynn, what's the real difference there?
Same guy.
Yeah, and I think you might as well stick with your guy rather than pay a lot of money to put another one
Colt,
in the mix.
Is it fair to say, my sense is Colt, and I just get this sense talking to a lot of people, Colt might even be a better quarterback at the end of the day.
I hope he is, because you made a decision to go with him, and I like Colt McCoy, and it'll be interesting. I remember the day he was drafted, I've said it on this show before, I was sitting with Gil Brandt. The second, it was really right before he got drafted, Gil said, I hope the Browns take McCoy, and I said, why? And he said, because if he goes to a pure West Coast offense, he'll be a very good pro. If he goes to a number of other scenarios and situations, he might not be. So I think he's in the right place to get the best Colt McCoy there is. So that part of it, I'm excited for you. I would not personally be taking Ryan Tannehill or another quarterback in the four spot.
And why?
I think you got to be really careful about moving down because someone else could jump on top of it. To me, there's going to be a great player. And I hope Justin Blackmon personally is there for you guys. I don't know how the club feels about it, but to me, I think the one thing we all say about Colt is, how many weapons did he really have? I'd love to see a Justin Blackmon. I've watched a lot of his tape, excited about the guy.
He's an exciting, dynamic player. But back to Tannehill, so is it as simple as saying this is a guy who clearly just has limited experience that played actually more snaps at receiver than quarterback and only, 20 quarterback starts?
That's 5,000 passing yards.
Yeah.
40 touchdowns and 20 interceptions, 41 and 22 or something like that. But I like him. But the four spot is a premier spot.
It is. Not for a very raw guy like that.
Right, and I think you can't be thinking about a competitor. I think in your situation, I would be interested in the Okie State quarterback, and I wouldn't worry about his age because he's in a head-to-head battle right now, and he could find himself in a position to play. In the meantime, I'm glad you're with Colt. I'm glad you didn't jump on some of the other bandwagons that were out there.
Much has been made among Browns fans especially. They want to see, and I think this is so true, though, in most of the 32 teams in the league fan bases, they want to see splash in free agency. They want to see big names. They want to see big money spent. That has not been the case with the Browns, and it hasn't been the case with the Browns in this regime. But when we look at what they've done, Frosty Rucker is brought in at defensive end, going to start on the right side opposite Jabal Sheard. And then they bring in a backup guy, Jaquae Parker from Philadelphia. And then most of the expenditures have been extending the contract of DeQuell Jackson, a middle linebacker, which is a very sensible move. Dimitri Patterson gets a new deal. How do you assess what the Browns have done so far?
I know.
Phil Dawson, I'm sorry,
I'd be nervous if Phil wasn't in uniform.
Yeah.
I think he's been there longer than I've been alive. No. I say this about Frosty. I've known Frosty since his freshman year at USC.
Right.
He's a good player. I don't think he's a great player. I think he's a role player. I think Parker will give him all he can handle when it really comes down to it and when they start really assessing them. But he's a division player, so no one knows him better than the Cleveland Browns and know him as a Bengal. So I don't have any criticism of that thing. But I understand the fans' splash request because it's hard to sell to those guys. We haven't had splash before, and look at our record. No, it's not that. They want to see that, and I sense that a lot at the Jets when I was there. You can't show them a 7-9 season and show them modesty in free agency. You've got to show them something. So I get where they're coming from. I say this on our show every day to the Cleveland fans and the ones that are listening to this show, because I know they listen to you too, Vic, is they'll say, I heard you say it again, Pat. I'll say this. Don't blame Mike Holmgren for all the sins of the past.
Right.
He has to function now with what he's doing. He knows how to build a winner. What happens to these fans is, and it happened to the Detroit fans, they attach who's ever in place to everything bad that's happened before them, and
sure,
it's not their fault.
You know Brad Childress about as well as anyone can. You guys are very, very close, and now he's aboard as offensive coordinator. And the last time you were in Berea, Brad was part of your broadcast team with your camp tour for SiriusXM with Tim Ryan. So your thoughts on the impact you think he can have on the Browns?
First off, the communication level with Mike Holmgren and Pat is terrific. They all speak the same language. They come from the same, really, football tree. So that's part of it. I think Brad's ability to evaluate quarterbacks is really as good as it can get in the NFL. He also is egoless, which I think is important. Former head coach, now taking on a coordinator's job. He'll take on that job like he was never a head coach, in the sense of loyalty to Pat and to Mike and just grinding away. Because as he said to me recently, he goes, I now know and appreciate what I wanted from a coordinator. And I get a chance to be the coordinator now and give back the way I wanted it when I was a head coach. So he'll do a great job.
Great stuff. Pat, you always do a great job, and we thank you for being aboard with us.
Thanks for having me. I forced myself in here for this interview.
I love it. He is Pat Kerwin, a longtime friend, first and foremost. But you can catch his great work on SiriusXM NFL Radio on CBS Sports. Go to CBSSports.com for his writing, for his video, and great knowledge and insight as a former personnel man in the NFL. We continue on from the owners' meetings in Palm Beach, Florida, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick,
if you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get you quick and take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our Revved Up Loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food. Too quick to stay confused.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, hit the Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Chris Fedor here. The auto show has come and gone. Now it's time to get that new car you've been thinking about. Before you make that purchase, check out my team at Medina Volkswagen Mazda. 3950 Pearl Road in Medina, or check them out anytime online, MedinaVWMazda.com. The team at Medina VW Mazda will take anxiety out of the car buying experience. They're home to the low price guarantee, so they're never undersold. Find a better deal, and they'll give you $500 right on the spot. They'll put you in the car you want at a price you won't find anywhere else. That's why they're the fastest growing VW dealer in Ohio. That's why they're the best. Right now, sign and drive leases with zero due at signing. Lease Motor Trend's Car of the Year, the all-new Passat, for only $239 per month for 36 months. Or how about the Mazda 3? Only $199 for 42 months. Go see Scott and Steve, Medina VW Mazda on Pearl Road in Medina, or check them out online, MedinaVWMazda.com. Experience the Medina Volkswagen Mazda difference today.
It's the safety of 24/7 roadside assistance. That's my AAA. Already a member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member? Make it your AAA right now at AAA.com or any nearby office. Listen to the Liberty Ford NFL Draft Vignette by Vic Carucci each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 1:31, 2:31, and 3:31.
Hi, this is Mike Holmgren. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850, WKNR.
And we welcome you back. As the president just told you, the show here is driven by Liberty Ford. By the way, it's coming to you from Palm Beach, Florida, site of the NFL meetings. And we are so happy to bring this show to you tonight, tomorrow, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, right through the conclusion. That's when the meetings end. We are going to broadcast to you each day through this entire process. Browns fans experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets, they're on sale now and more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or you call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this segment, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game. I mentioned at the top that we're trying to cover, again, a little bit of everything, not just all that's going on here where the epicenter, which is has become the epicenter of the NFL, but also what is going on around the rest of the National Football League and what has been going on, of course, today. And as big a story, frankly, as the one that we have down here, is happening in New York. And that, of course, is where Tim Tebow got to meet the New York press finally. He did a conference call with them after the trade from the Broncos to the Jets. Today he gets to meet with reporters there. They called it an availability, which, again, is supposed to make it kind of a trivial sort of, not, I don't know if the word is trivial, but, you know, low-keyed approach. Yeah, 200-plus media show up for this thing, just to give an indication of how big this Tebow impact is going to be on this Jets team. And we've got some sound from that session. And the first is Tebow's response to the question of Denver giving him the option of choosing the Jets or the Jacksonville to be traded to.
They had my contract in there. They had all the power, but he listened to me and what I had to say, and it was very gracious of them because they didn't have to do that, and you know they could have just done whatever, but he listened to me and talked to me, and I told him I would love to be a Jet.
And Tebow also talked about it was only 2 years, but his time with the Denver Broncos and whether it was really time to move on.
I just want to thank the Broncos for my time in Denver. It was an amazing time. I want to thank my teammates and the fans for being such great teammates and such great fans. And just that I'm looking forward to my time here in New York.
Now, Denver isn't a small town. I mean, anybody who's been there, it's a pretty good city and in a pretty sizable, growing area, popular destination point and so forth. But you know what? There's only one Manhattan. There's only one Big Apple. And Tim Tebow, really happy to take a big bite out of it.
I'm looking forward to my time here in New York and my time as a Jet. And I'm so honored and humble to be a Jet. I'm so thankful that they wanted me.
And there was also discussion about the feeling, okay, the Broncos gave up on a guy, but does Tebow have any hard feelings toward Denver?
They got one of the best quarterbacks to ever play this game in Peyton Manning, and there's no ill will towards the Broncos, their coaching staff, or Peyton Manning or anybody. I wish them nothing but the best, and, it'd be a lot of fun when we get to play each other.
Now, the big part of this story, huge part of this story, is Mark Sanchez. How is he going to handle having this iconic teammate right now, this alleged backup that the Jets delivered from Denver to New York in the owner's private jet? Okay, Woody Johnson sent a private jet there to pick up the so-called backup quarterback. So it seems like Tim Tebow is going to be a little bit more than that. But nonetheless, the idea that he, whatever playing time he gets, whatever ends up happening with him, New York is going to come via competition. How does he feel about going against Mark Sanchez on the field?
Me and Mark have a great relationship. We have had a good relationship for the last 3 years, I think. We've been friends. We've texted back and forth. We've talked already. And I think we'll have a lot of fun together.
And then it comes down to how much will Tim Tebow play. He's been brought aboard, I mean, theoretically now, as sort of the package quarterback, the guy who will be involved in wildcat formations, the things that Tony Sperano, who is on that Jets staff now, did in Miami and did well, did successfully, and Tim Tebow seemingly the type of athlete who's perfect for that type of thing. So the question was asked to him about how he sees, how he envisions himself getting on the field and how much playing time he expects to have.
A lot of it has to do with how well it works, how it does in practice. Obviously, you're not going to just put something out there if it's not executing and not running well. So I think it really matters, how well we do and how well, I can pick everything up.
The words of Tim Tebow, the new New York Jet, meeting the media in New York today. And interesting stuff, and it's going to be an interesting story that will continue to play itself out and is going to draw attention from anybody who considers himself a football fan. I know I do and will, and we'll follow this closely as we go along and bring you probably more updates in the weeks and months ahead. All right, we've got your questions that have been coming to us, and they never stop. Even when we're down here in Palm Beach, Florida, you send questions via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, and I'm going to answer them on the air for you in the Ask Vic portion, which is driven by Liberty Ford, on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, which is also driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show may be over, but the deals keep getting better at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge with the available $1,000 auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $199. Four-wheel drive, chrome access, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $199 a month with your trade-in. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermillion.
Browns fans, you are on the clock. Celebrate one of the most exciting nights of the year with the Browns at the 2012 Draft Party on Thursday, April 26th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Admission is free. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information.
It's time to get serious and take good care of yourself and your family this cold and flu season. Only Theraflu has the serious power to relieve most severe cold and flu symptoms so you feel better. The power of Theraflu is now available with a great taste of Lipton green tea and honey lemon flavors. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Discount Drug Mart, thank you to run around. You'll find everything you
golf season is here early this year. Perfect time to join Medina Country Club. You know I love being a member. Fun, friendly atmosphere. Everybody feels welcome there. Get to play three great courses for the price of one. And how about this? No initiation fee and no dues until June 1st. You also will receive a $500 reward card for each of your first 3 years. Call now, 330-416-6802. 330-416-6802. Plan a visit or just ask some questions. Medina Country Club.
All pickup trucks claim to be tough as nails, but few have the metal to back it up. The Ram 1500 does. With an available 390 horsepower Hemi V8 that gets 20 miles per gallon highway and an ironclad powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram 1500s are made of now at Ram Truck Month.
Get 0% APR financing or $5,500 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab. EPA estimated fuel economy on 4x2 model. 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. See dealer for copy of limited warranty. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Ally. Total values include cash allowance and $2,500 package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 4-2. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks and prices. LLC.
If you own a business, why haven't you incorporated yet?
My business is too small.
No matter how small your business, you're risking your personal assets.
Incorporating is complicated.
Actually, it could take only 10 minutes.
I need a lawyer. That's expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate, and we don't offer legal advice. CompanyCorporation.com is a service company that makes incorporating easy. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-700-6044. 1-800-700-6044. 1-800-700-6044.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge. And right now, you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash. Or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style. All for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you until the top of the hour. The Ask Vic portion of the show, driven by Liberty Ford. And we take your questions each day. And again, while we're here at the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida, we take them just as we do when we're in Berea. And it's a case of all of you sending us either via the Browns official Facebook or Twitter pages, or you can call in your questions, and you do that as well. 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6138. Via Facebook, Dan, I wish the team would make some bold risk-taking moves instead of being the same old boring team. I like McCoy, but there was no excuse to miss out on RG3. Every NFL fan was waiting on RG3. So how is it possible that the Browns' offer was, and then he asked, too late, question mark? Well, here's the thing, Dan, and we had Mike Holmgren on earlier in the show, and we touched on that topic, but it really was a case where I don't think the Browns legitimately had a chance to win this thing out if they were unwilling to add a second-round pick to the three first-round choices. Okay, that's ultimately what decided this deal. And I agree with the idea of stopping short of this year's second. You don't, if you give that up with the other three, and there would be those who might argue that three firsts for any single player is too much, but the Browns apparently were willing to go that far, but we're stopping the thing short of adding the two from this year's draft. And the reason I agree with that is you take away the ability, again, to help yourself help RG3, right? You want to get him a receiver. You want to get him an offensive tackle. You want to do something with that second-round pick that would have allowed him to have success, okay, after you spent so much to get him. And again, keeping in mind that you've given up a second-rounder for next year, for 2013, to find further help for the guy. And when you help a guy, by the way, you think, okay, it's offensive help, primarily the surrounding cast for him. But it does include your defense. It does include making your defense better that would help make him and the rest of the offense better. Jeff via Facebook, man, we have to get a quarterback to take the pressure off of and open up the passing game, get a better offense, get the running back, that the Browns need after, of course, losing one. All those thoughts are well and good, and again, you heard Mike Holmgren say this. In a recent phone call he made to Colt McCoy, the need he sees, he explained to him that that's an important position that the Browns are very likely to address or very well could address, and I think we can expect that to happen in the draft. Where in the draft? Who knows? We'll see where it goes in terms of how high a pick.
But it is definitely something that is on the table. And Mike Holmgren explained that, which I thought was a classy thing, to call up Colt McCoy, who's been hearing a lot of this quarterback talk about somebody replacing him, right, taking over his job, whether it was Robert Griffin III or a free agent or somebody. So he lays it out for the guy and just lets him know, hey, this is what we're doing, this is what we're thinking, but, you know, we still believe in you. And I think that was a fair way to handle that situation. We want to thank Mike Holmgren for being on the show, Pat Kerwin for his appearance. We want to thank Drew Boatner, and we want to thank Danielle Lavelli, and, of course, our tremendous producer, Dave DiNatale, for all the great work he did in putting a lot of that sound together for us on Tim Tebow. We will talk to you again tomorrow from the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for 3D.
Mike and Mike in the Morning, weekdays on 850 WKNR Cleveland. Streaming live at ESPNCleveland.com.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.